Amen. Let's take your Bibles and open to John chapter 5. Thank you, Brother Pastor Brandon. Well, we kind of get amazed when we read that passage of Scripture, how they can remember melons and onions and leeks, cucumbers, but they forgot the taskmaster. They forgot the bondage. And I think that goes right along with the message God's laid on my heart to preach as God's been dealing with me, and I've been thinking about why so many in this world don't believe in our God. They haven't put their faith in Christ. And I think that what Pastor Brandon preached and what I'm going to bring tonight would answer that. We forget. Christianity is, as he mentioned, has just been, where's the joy? Where's the excitement that people used to see? The revivals that we need in our life. And it's. I pray that God would just remind us, remind me where I came from, remind me where I'm going. Yeah. Amen. Amen. We're going to heaven. Amen. John chapter 5. We're going to begin in verse number 30. This is a passage of Scripture here that Jesus had healed a blind man on the Sabbath, and people were upset about it. And then as Jesus started talking and answering for himself and proclaimed to be the Son of God, they got even more upset. And we pick up here in verse number 30 of John chapter 5, as Jesus says, "I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that you would help me. God, I need you. Lord, this message that you've given me, Lord, it's bigger than I could do, God. You know it, and I know it. God, I need you. I need you to help me, empty myself of me. Fill me with you, God, and I pray that you would speak through your word this evening. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you look at verse number 31, he makes the statement of, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. And I don't get confused by what he's saying there. See, there's a principle in the Scripture that God says that there must be more than one witness. And he's not saying that what I say is not true, because we know he is truth. He's saying that what I'm saying, people aren't going to believe it if it's just me. But he's saying it's not just me. And he goes on, we're going to look at this, he goes on and lists in this passage of Scripture four more witnesses that could testify he is the Son of God. Four more witnesses that could testify. And I want to speak tonight about Christ's five witnesses here in the time that we have. Because, as I mentioned, for sake of time, we won't turn there. But if you would write down Numbers chapter 35, verse 30, he goes on, he talks about where you need more than one witness. He talks about someone that's guilty of death. It must be more than one witness. If only one person witnesses, then that sentence won't be exacted. But if there's more, if there's two or three witnesses, then that person could be put to death. And same thing in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 6. You also find it in Matthew 18, verse 16, where it's talking about trying to make things right with somebody. And if they won't hear you, you go get someone else, that you would bring that person, because in the mouth of two or three witnesses, the words may be established. So God's, it's a principle through the Scripture that there must be more than one witness. And so that's what Jesus is saying here. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. But he goes on to say, there is another that beareth witness. In verse 33, we'll continue reading. He says, "Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I received not testimony from man, but these things I say that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light." So number one, the witness that Jesus mentioned here, that witnesses that says he is the Son of God, was John the Baptist. He was the forerunner and prophet. John the Baptist, he's the one that said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. He says, John, you believed him. You listened to him. You were glad to listen to him. And he said, I'm the Son of God. He said, I'm the Lamb of God. He's a witness. So that number one, John the Baptist. Number two, it goes on in verse 36. He says, I have a greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me. He says that not only is John, but even greater than John the Baptist, the one that you trusted, the one that you listened to, even greater than him, was the works that you've seen me do. You can't deny the works that I've done. You can't deny, and even if you think of Nicodemus, when he came to him in John chapter 3, he says, Rabbi, we know that thou art a master come from God, for no man can do the things which thou doest except God be with him. So he's saying, my works that I've done, they testify that said that God sent me. Number one, John the Baptist. Number two, the works. The firm proof. So the forerunning prophet, the firm proof of his works. Number three, the Father, the Father's profession. And verse 37, it says, and the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his lips, and ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent him ye believe not. He's saying the Father, because when John the Baptist baptized Jesus, there was a voice that came out of heaven and said, this is my beloved Son. The people that were there, they heard it. The Father himself testified, this is my beloved Son. And who am I? I am well pleased. And you can find that passage in Luke chapter 3 and verse 22. John the Baptist, his works, the Father. Number four, the faithful precepts, the Scripture. Look there in verse number 39. It says, search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. I'm reminded back when Jesus rose from the dead and he found his two disciples on the road to Emmaus, and they were walking and they were sad, and he came to them and said, why are you sad? And they said, well, don't you know what happened? Explain to me, what happened? And they said, well, we thought he was the Messiah. We thought he was the one, but they killed him. And he took the Scriptures, beginning in Moses. He took the Scriptures, the Word of God, and he started showing the things concerning himself. Because the Word of God, they said, they are they which testify of me.
Amen.
Christ's five witnesses. Number one, John the Baptist, forerunning prophet. Number two, his firm proof, his works. Number three, the Father's profession. Number four, the Scripture. And number five, now I think this is where we have the problem. Why aren't people trusting in Christ? Why aren't people getting saved? Why aren't people putting their faith in Christ today? Because there's a group of people all around that they haven't read the Scriptures. They don't know the Scriptures. They haven't read it. They wasn't there when John the Baptist baptized Jesus to hear the voice out of heaven and see the dove, the Holy Spirit of God come down and light upon him and hear that voice saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. They wasn't there. They didn't witness that. They didn't hear John the Baptist say, behold, the Lamb of God. He's the one that I've been telling you about, the one I'm not worthy to stoop down and unlatch his shoes. They wasn't there. They didn't witness those miracles and those works that those people in this day couldn't deny. But he's given another witness. And that's us, the forgiven prisoner. In Acts chapter 1, verse 7 and 8, the Bible says that in verse 8, he says, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and ye shall be what?
Witnesses.
Amen. Unto me. Amen. Ye shall be witnesses. God has another witness, and that's us.
Amen.
And that's us. That's us. That's the people that God has changed. That's the people that God has forgiven. That's the people that used to be a sinner, that used to be in the miry clay, that used to be on their way to hell, and now everything's been changed. See, there's people that all around that don't know. They don't know about it. They hear about this Jesus, and they're making fun. They're laughing. They're mocking. They hear the rumors of the Bible, and they think, oh, that's silly. That's foolishness. There's no way that stuff's true. And the people of God have been silent. The people of God have been letting them laugh. And the people of God have been letting them make fun. The people of God have been letting them just carry on about their business, thinking that no way that that could be true. No way that God can change lives. No way that he could take this old rotten sinner and make him clean. There's no way he can wash them. And they're thinking, I wish it was true, but that's foolishness. There's no way, because there's people that are allowing it. You're hearing people just laugh and make fun. And God needs a witness. God needs someone to stand up. And when people are saying, oh, there's no way that can happen. There's no way. God can't change my life. I'm too low. I'm too far gone. God can't do it. God needs some people to stand up. Hey, let me testify. Let me be a witness. Hey, I got something to say about him.
Amen.
I got something to say, but I've had an encounter with that person you're talking about. I can tell you something about it. You're hearing all these things. You're hearing rumors. You're thinking. You're using your own mind thinking, there's no way. But you can say, hey, let me witness. Hey, I got something. Just like the Apostle Paul, when he said, hey, can I just say something? Can I just say something? Hey, I was on my own road. I was going to the road of Damascus. I was doing this, and hey, something happened.
Amen.
I had an encounter. I met this person that you're talking about. I had met this person. You're thinking he can't do it, but let me witness. Let me testify. He can.
Amen.
Everything he says is true. Everything he said he's going to do, he can do it. He said he could change a life. I can testify. He can change a life. He needs people of God to just stand up, to get on, try to get everyone's attention. Hey, listen up. God can do it. He can do it. He can change you. He can save you. He forgive you. He can make you new. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and there's people all around that think, no way. No way. There's people here tonight that maybe just here because someone invited you, you're thinking, there's no way. There's no way God can do it. And God needs God's people to stand up and say, yes, he can.
Amen.
Yes, he can. How do you know? Because I had an encounter.
Amen.
I met him. Let me tell you about my life. Let me tell you where I was heading. Let me tell you what I once was. You think that you're too far gone? You think that the God can't do it? He can. He can make a new creature. He can really make a change. He's a change maker. He'll do what he says he'll do. He is who he says he is. But God's people have been silent. God's people haven't been letting people say what they're going to say instead of saying, hey, let me say something. I got a witness. I got to testify. I got to tell you what I know. Like that blind man. People were saying, well, was he this? Was he that? He said, I can't tell you about that. There's one thing I do know.
Amen.
I was blind, but now I see.
Amen.
And that's all we got to do. That's all we got to say. You know, we might not know everything. You say, well, I can't understand everything about this book. But you can say, hey, there's one thing I do know. I was lost, and now I'm found.
Amen.
I was on my way to hell, and he forgave me. Took my sins away. Rolled away. We just need to be a witness. We need to be a witness. I think, you know, as we witness, I wish we could say more. I wish I could really explain. I wish I could really describe him. All I can say, he's what he says he is and so much more.
Amen. Amen.
I love the song, Brother Marcus and Sister Mariah saying, more than wonderful.
Amen.
More than amazing.
Amen.
He's more, so much more.
Amen.
I can't tell you everything he is, but I can tell you he is what he says he is.
Amen.
He'll do what he'll say he'll do, because I can witness. We ought to. We ought to be going to work. We ought to be going around. We ought to be telling people, because there's people that they don't know, because we haven't been a witness. God can really do what he says he's going to do. You can trust him. You can trust him. Give your life. Don't give him your broken, shattered life. Because that's what I did. And he'll do what he says he'll do with it. Let's be a witness.